From Love and Radio, you're listening to The Secrets Hotline at 929 Secrets. I'm Nick Vanderkolk.
Nicholas Sardine Punch Punch Vanderkolk. My secret is that I know where you got your nickname, and now I'm going to tell everyone. Just kidding, I don't have a clue. I'm actually someone who doesn't have a lot of secrets because I'm terrible at keeping other people's secrets. I'm just a genuinely open person, and I don't mind just sharing parts of myself that maybe most people wouldn't be so eager to share. Anyways, I have a secret right now because it just happened to me and I haven't told anyone yet. So I'm excited to finally have something that I can share on the Secrets Hotline that is a true secret that nobody else knows yet. This person that I was talking to online, they were able to convince me enough that they were a real person that like lived nearby, and we had a lot of mutual friends on social media and stuff, and so I was willing to talk with them, and of course they inevitably took things in a sexual direction. And maybe I was just lonely enough, or maybe I was really just curious, that I decided to kind of play with fire and see where things would go. Basically, the conversation got to the point where they were like asking for dick pics. They wanted to see my dick. They wanted me to send them pictures of my dick. And at that point, I was like, okay, honestly, this is definitely a scam, and there's no way I'm going to send my dick to a stranger on the internet. So I blocked them at that point, and I was kind of like, okay, cool. Dodged a bullet there. But then I immediately started getting messages from like different accounts where they had taken other photos of my face, you know, and some photos that included like other parts of my body where I had like recognizable tattoos, and then they had just made like a collage using those photos and random, I'm assuming, internet dicks that they could, I'm guessing they were just hoping that they could convince people that they were my dick, even though they were not my dick. And somehow in that moment, like, you know, I had a second where I panicked and I thought like, oh no, they got me. They fucking got me. But I was able to compose myself and realize like, no, those are not my dick. And the photos that are me are not explicit. And honestly, because I'm an open person, I was just kind of like, what's the worst they're gonna do? Like, send these mildly convincing photos to my friends and family, who will probably just immediately recognize that it's a scam as well and laugh about it. And you know, I just wasn't that worried, and sure enough, I basically just blocked all their accounts, ignored all the messages coming in, and went to bed. And when I woke up the next morning, all of these accounts had just been deleted, everything was wiped, you know, and I had reported them all. So I'm assuming that it's over and I made it out unscathed, but man, maybe this story can be a word of warning to other people who know better, and you know better, but just be careful out there. Definitely don't send your dick to strangers on the internet. Hey, it's me again, the don't send your dick a cautionary tale person. It'd be cool if you changed my voice. Not because I value my privacy, obviously, but just because I think it would be fun to hear my story from the point of view of like a different person. And when I want to hear what that sounds like. Thanks, love you.
Hey, my name is... I know that you just said that if you're having suicidal thoughts to hang up and call the suicide hotline. That's not exactly my situation. My secret is that over the past 10 years, I've experienced some devastating loss. People, loved ones who died either tragically or unexpectedly. And in the midst of all of this death and dying, my marriage fell apart too. It was just me and my cat for the longest time, and I always told myself that she was the only reason that I was sticking around. I just didn't have any more fight left in me. I just don't think I have the capacity to love deeply and completely anymore. Definitely don't ever want to get attached to anyone or anything ever again. Just hurts too bad when they're gone. For the past few years, my plan was to hold out until my wonderful cat was gone, and then I'd blip out too. I wasn't sure if that meant I would just go off grid or what would happen. And then I fell in love. My cat died a month ago, and I don't know what to do with myself now. I feel like I have all of this time on my hands that I wasn't anticipating. And it's all because I've fallen in love. I've managed to do all of the things that I tried to avoid for the past 10 years, such as becoming completely enamored with someone, feeling safe, feeling handsome, feeling sexy, feeling smart, feeling funny, feeling at ease, feeling unselfconscious about my own perceived faults. I'm not even afraid to be naked in front of him. I actually have sex with the lights on. There wasn't a sense of relief when my cat died because I miss her terribly. It had just been her and I for, you know, the past few years. But I found that after she died, I had this real sense of relief only because I felt this knot unloosen. And I realized that I had let go.
This isn't really a secret. This is just more something I've never told anyone before, but I have a cat. And, you know, as any indoor outdoor cat, he brings home dead things quite often. And I get this feeling every time I look at a dead bird or rat on the porch. And I feel such a strange connection to them. And it's shameful to me in a way, because it's a more emotional and more raw connection than I've ever felt to another person. And it scares me, the fact that I can't feel towards people or make meaningful connections with people. But I've stood in front of dead rats and dead birds and dead moles on my porch for hours, just crying and telling them things about myself that I wouldn't tell another living soul. And I'm scared that this will continue to be the rest of my life, and I will never be able to love someone or truly make a connection with them the same way I've been able to make connections with dead rodents on my porch. I guess that's it.
Hi, Secrets Hotline. My name is... Can you please bleep that out? And if you have the AI voice moderator thing, that would be fantastic to use in this. I was extremely shy and socially awkward growing up, and I didn't really have any friends, and I still don't, but it's improved a bit. And I did not lose my virginity until I was 26. Like, I didn't even hold hands with a man until that age. And until I was that age, I lied a lot about my private life to my friends and mates to hot in order to impress them and because I wanted to chill normal. Following that, I started dating when I was 26. And since I have started getting intimate with men, it feels like, on some level, as I'm learning to socialize with them in that way, it feels like, on some level, every time I meet a new man or have another experience, another date with one, it feels like I'm changing my personality a little bit. It feels like every new man, every new interaction with a man is another carve of a knife in clay.
Hey, Nick. I think the crush I have on my friend is causing me gastrointestinal issues. I've had a crush on my friend for quite a few months now. I met him through my old roommate, and I instantly thought he was so cute and funny. We're both trans, and we have a lot in common. He recently went on a trip to the UK and he was gone for 2 weeks, and we were calling almost every day, sometimes for hours at a time. And for the past week or so, I have been just fully struck with nausea and anxiety every day. And my stomach issues are just getting worse and worse and worse. But whenever we talk on the phone, they leave instantly. And I think it's my body telling me I have to tell him how I feel. I'm a big romantic, and I have many, many times in my life gotten rejected. I was always having crushes on my friends who were boys growing up, and I would always be the one to send a message at like 1 a.m. when I knew they were asleep, confessing my love for them, but I would always include, "I understand if you don't feel the same way," which isn't great for the ego. And they'd always reply back the next morning saying they didn't, but, you know, they're still happy to be my friend. And now this is one of the first times I'm feeling like that he really does like me back. So I've been scheming ways to tell him. We smoke cigarettes together. He told me early on in our friendship about the vintage cards you could get, the collectible cards. So about a week ago, I ordered some online off of Etsy, and I think they're going to come soon. And I think my plan is to write him a letter about how I feel and include those in there and give it to him at the end of our choir session, because he joined my fucking choir, which everybody I tell this about says, of course he likes you. He joined your choir full of old people. Normal people don't do that for their friends.
It's me. The guy with the wife who fell out of love with him. It's been 4 months since that call. So, like, 16 months since my first call. And I just thought I'd let you know that about a month ago, things really kind of exploded. A lot of feelings were put on the table. And we are seeing a counselor. I feel like if we stay together or if we separate, I think the counselor is gonna get us there, you know? I think we're gonna figure out for real. If people have things to say about what's going on, I like to listen. I don't think I'll call back until I kind of know for sure what's happening.
That's it for the Secrets Hotline, for now. If you have a secret you want to share, I want to hear from you. You can call 929-SECRETS, leave a message at secretshotline.org, or record a voice note and email contact@secretshotline.org. If you change your mind for whatever reason, just contact me within 24 hours and I'll make sure your call doesn't go into the podcast. No stress. And if you can, find a quiet place to record and don't use a speakerphone or hands-free device. Quality of the call is much better when you don't. This episode featured the music of Odd New and Umlaut and Perfume MIDI. Check the show notes for the playlist. Our end theme is by Steven Jackson. The Secrets Hotline is a labor of love and radio and made possible thanks to our subscribers. If you want to join the group of fine, beautiful people who make this show possible, go to loveandradio.org/member to support us on Patreon. Or if you use Apple Podcasts, just subscribe right in the app. You'll be supporting a show you love and get access to special ad-free extended episodes with extra secrets. I'm Nicholas Sardine Punch Punch Vanderkolk. Thanks for listening.